All right, 1380 WPHM. Thursday mornings around this time, we do our homework with Chip Mortimer from Mortimer Lumber. Chip, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul.
We're going to talk about a building material that I think a lot of people really like having in their homes, and it's barn wood.
Yes, Paul. You know, we've talked about different products on the show, and thought today we need to get back to our basics, Mortimer Lumber, and let's talk a little bit about wood. And,
yeah.
And the easy barn wood, I guess let me go back. You know, most people, if they want to kind of spruce up their house, whether it's new construction or, you know, typically retrofitting, number one, most people paint the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, you know, a lot of people have, you know, put wallpaper on the walls.
Sure.
And years ago, Paul, I mean, we used to buy pre-finished paneling by the truckload.
Oh, yeah, wood paneling. That was big in the 70s.
Wood paneling. Yeah, it just, just a quick example, Mueller Brass, when they were going strong in their offices, you know, they'd be changing executives. And every time a new executive came in, you know, they'd need 20, 30 sheets of paneling to redo the office.
Right,
so,
right, exactly.
At any rate, I want to talk about barn wood. It's something that we've just started to carry about the last 12 months. And the easy barn wood is a ponderosa pine. That's mm-hmm. the species. It's made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. There's five colors to choose from, a white, a sterling gray, bridge brown, old barn gray, or silver ash.
Mm-hmm.
The dimension is actually a 1x8, and the trim comes in 1x4. And, you know, actually my son just put it in. I think he was thinking he could have a man cave, but it's really turned into a children's rec room, kind of sunroom.
Yeah, that happens.
And what they did, yeah, it does happen. What they did is they not only did the walls and trimmed the windows, but they also did the ceiling. And it's beautiful. And, you know, something being wood, you know, it's pretty durable.
Mm-hmm.
And the grandkids are, the granddaughter is 2.5, and the youngest one's almost 8 months. But, you know, pretty durable with things, and they can kind of bang around, and they're not going to, you know, put an impression in the wood. But it's really something that's taken hold. And in addition to, you know, you can accent walls or put in backsplashes, fireplaces, ceilings, a number of applications. Another unique feature, and not only have I seen it here, but I've also seen it in Florida. I've been through a couple homes by stock development and showcase homes, you know, just models, if you will. And so we sell a product called a barn door track. Well, for years, people, barn door is put on the barn and
yeah.
and the track, and it slides open. Now, today, Paul, kind of a new trend is hanging this decorative track, and instead of having you know, a single door or double doors or French doors to close off a room, whether it be a formal dining room or study or whatever, mm-hmm. Now people today use this track, and so it slides. And so if you want to have privacy, you've got the track. You can close
right.
the door or you can open it. And we actually have a display here in Port Huron at Mortimer Lumber with the barn wood on the track. And you can touch it and feel it. So
okay.
you can see how it looks. And it's something, you know, it's not for everyone. But if you want to get in on kind of a new trend and kind of a new design and something unique, we have sold, you know, not a fair amount, but, you know, we definitely, a lot of people come and get their curiosity.
Yeah. And, I, you know, for people who have never, you know, used it or priced it or you know, looked at barn wood, they might think, do you actually get that off old barns? Do you just, like, go to a falling down barn somewhere out in the country and get the wood? No, this is manufactured to recreate the look of barn wood, right?
Correct. It's not something that it's been reclaimed or,
yeah.
or whatever. The other thing is, we've talked before, this can actually be a do-it-yourself project.
Sure.
I mean, you can install it over drywall. You know, you just trim it out with a finished nail.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could hire somebody and have it professionally done. Maybe, you know, it's one thing to put the product up, you know, to try to do mitered corners or something. It might be a little more technical for somebody to do it yourself. But
mm-hmm.
it's a great product to work with. And, you know, it's just an alternative to something, you know, to paint or
yeah.
wallpaper.
Well, and it gives a nice warm look, I think, to a home if you do it as an accent wall or you know, ceiling or wherever you happen to put it, as opposed to the old wood paneling, which kind of came and went. You know, that's how styles are. They come and they go.
Yes. Well, actually, Paul, you know, because this is solid wood, wood is actually an insulator. So that some people don't really know that. And, you know, back to the paneling, it was wood paneling on some, but there were a number of panels where maybe it was a wood or Lawan type back.
Right.
And they put kind of like this vinyl film. They actually would have rolls, big rolls, and they would roll, put the vinyl film on top of the wood, and then through a heat embossing process, you know, attach it. But this is the real deal, and you can kind of touch, you know, if you do cut it with, there's some touch-up kits, so you can have some matching colors. But to me, it really adds, you just said, some warmth and beauty, and, you know, it's an alternative. So I encourage, we've got a nice display of it on display in Port Huron here, as well as our Sandusky store and Bad Axe in Emily City. So I encourage you to maybe, if you haven't thought about it, stop in, take a look. Take a look at our barn door track, and might give you some ideas. And even if you have an existing door, you might say, you know what, I want a little alternative. And you could take out the doors and maybe replace the jamb there and put in this barn door track. And so you've got something a little unique, and yet if you still need the privacy, you have that.
There you go. So worth looking into, kind of give your home a new look with Barnwood from Mortimer Lumber. And if people have questions about this or any other topic, or they might want a suggested topic to be covered in an upcoming installment of Doing Your Homework, Chip, how do they get a hold of you?
We can be reached at radio@mortimerlumber.com.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot, Chip.